After reading this story, a couple things really stuck out to me, and one is this idea of Chicken Sundays and the types of food that they ate at Chicken Sunday. And it talks in the book about how they had fried chicken and collard greens and Johnny Hop and all of that. And so I lived for a little bit in the South, and so I'm familiar with those foods. But when your family gets together for a Sunday dinner, what type of things do they make? What kind of foods do you eat? And then what kind of foods do you eat if your family gathers with extended family for a special get-together? So talk about that amongst the people in your group and see if you have some foods in your family's culture that are in common with other students. The other thing I really struck me was how smart the children were to kind of come up with a plan of how they were going to solve the problem and make the store owner like them. And so I thought, how does a plan really help us? And in what other ways do we use a plan? This last week, you guys started to create a video where you were going to talk about three events in your summer vacation. And before I just gave you a camera and said, okay, make this video, I made you come up with a plan and I made you brainstorm and then you wrote a rough draft and then you had to get it edited and that then you were able to type up a script. Still, we have to practice before we can do some filming. And so it was very careful to make sure that you guys had a plan before we began our filming and before we began our final product. So in what other ways do you guys see plans in action? I know that when I teach every day, I make sure I come with a plan of all the things I want to cover. Do your parents make plans? Do you make plans to play with friends and games and how they run? Talk about that as a group and write down some of your ideas about plan making and how important that is to a finished product or what it is you're going to do. I hope you guys enjoyed the book as much as I did.